Welcome home, baby. What's with the long face? Did something happen at your new job? You don't want to talk about it. You come over here, little man. Give mommy a hug. There, there. Put down your bag and come join me in the living room. Don't fuss. You know you want to. Good boy. Let mommy pamper you the way you like. Take off your pants and come sit on mommy's lap. Come on. Knees on each side. That's it. Good boy. So, you had problems at work? Are you having problems fitting in? You don't want to tell me. Maybe it's embarrassing for my little boy, but you know mommy will take care of it for you. Like I always do, sweetie. Don't pout. I know you like it when mommy fixes your problems and takes all your worries away. Mommy's gonna invite over your boss. He can come over Friday for a meal and talk about your problems. And then mommy's gonna do what she does best, sweetie. Look at you getting red in the face. And I see your little Willie's getting excited. Don't look away. Come now and look into mommy's eyes. Good boy. You're still wearing those pretty panties I got you. Let mommy pull them up just a little. And your little dick can pop out the hole. That's just the sweetest little thing. You know, crotchless panties are usually for women, sweetie, but I just couldn't stop thinking about my little boy being exposed. You make me so happy. Now let mommy get all of that worry out of your head. I know you like it when I wrap my fingers around you and treat you right. Good boy. You feel mommy's hand stroking it slowly. It's nice with the panties on, isn't it, my sweet boy? Just relax. Look into mommy's eyes. Mommy's gonna have your boss over. And I want you to be there, honey. Don't look away. You're going to cook for mommy and your boss. When he gets here, you're going to eat with us and tell us what's wrong. And then mommy's going to tell you to go to your room. You're getting so red in the face, honey. Mommy's doing this for you. Remember that. But I know you're going to be pacing around your room till you hear mommy's bedroom door. Right, honey? Don't look away. You're already thinking about it. I can feel it in your willy. Pressing your ear up to the wall. You're gonna hear mommy gagging on your boss's dick. Oh, honey. Your face looks like you don't want me to, but I can feel a little pre-cum on my hand. I thought we were over your objections. Or are you getting red in the face because you know how naughty it is? You getting turned on by your mommy fucking other men? Don't worry, sweetie. Mommy loves knowing that your little dick gets hard listening to mommy fuck. Or watching her take real cock. relax, huh? Stop fidgeting, sweetie. This is going to take as long as mommy wants it to. Good boy. I'm so happy I've got such an obedient little boy who loves his mommy so much. Open mommy's shirt. I know how much you like them. I'm feeling them. Watching them bounce when she's fucking someone. Relax, honey. I know you want to thrust into mommy's hand. But concentrate on freeing mommy's tits. Good boy. Get your hands on them. Massage them while I massage your dick. That's it. Relax for mommy. Look at mommy's face and imagine her getting fucked by your boss. You know, mommy gives the best blowjobs. And the sloppier they are, the more you can hear. Mommy loves it when real men take control of her, grabs her by her head, and just face fucks her. I start gushing when men treat me like the slut that I am. You know I love you, honey, but you just don't have the right kind of willy for blowjobs. But you love that mommy does it for other men, don't you? Good boy. You love it even more when you hear mommy start moaning, don't you? Relax, honey. Mommy's just teasing you, helping you prepare. This little cock is gonna be so hard for mommy fucking your boss. Maybe I should leave the door open again so you can have a look. It gets me so much wetter watching you at the door tugging on your little willy. I just love to grind on top while I'm looking at you, getting myself off with a fat cock, knowing you're getting off on something you just can't do. It really is the best. If he caught you, oh, that'd be so embarrassing. Mommy might have to make it a regular thing just to make sure you would do okay at work. Not that you would mind, my sweet boy. It makes me so happy that you get turned on by other men fucking mommy. By now, you know that no one's gonna be happy with this little thing of yours. So it's really important that you get off on watching other people get off. Now, that reminds me, one of the reasons we have to do this right now is because your girlfriend's coming over for dinner. Now, mommy has something going on. So, you have to make dinner while I take your girlfriend into my bedroom. So, no listening in, okay, honey? Oh, you look sad, sweetie. Just remember, mommy's doing this for you. You know she wouldn't be coming over if you didn't have such a wonderful mommy. So, you have to make dinner while mommy takes care of her. She said she wanted to watch a romantic movie and cuddle up on the sofa after dinner. And you're just the perfect little baby boy for that, aren't you? She's gonna be so exhausted and happy when mommy's done with her. And then you'll be right there for her, snuggling up with her, telling her how much you care for her. She's going to love you so much, especially after the dinner talk. I have to talk with her about finding other ways to please herself. I already have someone in mind. A man from my gym. Kind of a man whore. He'd be perfect for the two of you. Don't look away. Look into Mommy's eyes. This is important. I want you to be supportive of this. She might not be sure if you're okay with it, and it's important that she knows you are. You don't want her to leave you, do you, honey? That's right. Now, Mommy knows that he is perfect. You even met him last week, actually. Remember when you woke up after Mommy had been out? That was him. Remember how much Mommy was screaming and moaning? I can feel that you liked him. But you did get a little shy when you met him in the hall. You thought you could get a sneak peek at the door, and he noticed you. You looked so adorable fidgeting in front of that big man. Lucky you that your little Willy can't make a tent in your pants. That would have been so embarrassing for you. I know you liked him, because after he left, you came into my room right after and begged me to get you off. Mommy just loves that about her little boy. You get so shy, but around Mommy, you can't help yourself. Now imagine that with your girlfriend. I know she hasn't touched you that way yet, but I'm sure if you let her have what she needs, she'll help you out too. Just like Mommy's doing right now. I can feel you trying to thrust into my hand. That's not okay, baby. Do I need to restrain you? Good boy. Mommy has control over your little cock. So, did you get a peek when he was fucking Mommy? Were you a little curious about what he can do that you can't do? Or was my little boy just getting a stiffy listening to Mommy's moans? It could be just like that with your girlfriend, sweetie. Imagine hiding in the closet of your room as your girlfriend drags in that manly stud. If she's anything like Mommy, she'll be tearing her clothes off for him. And she's good with her mouth. You're gonna be proud of her. Seeing her topless, on her knees, satisfying that big cock in a way that she'll never do for you. But she'll know that you love watching her. She's gonna love you even more, knowing that you're sitting there in the closet, your little stiffy in hand, approving her with every stroke. She might forget you're there, because she trusts you so much that she can let herself go. You'll be the silent cheerleader in the closet as she starts moaning his name again and again. Oh, the noises she's gonna make. Noises Mommy can't even get her to make. Noises only big fat cocks fuck out of her. He's gonna throw her down on the bed, pull her to the edge, look her straight in the eyes, and slam that fat cock inside of her. It'll be a perfect demonstration of what you can never give her. And as he's fucking her hard into your bed, Oh, she'll be in complete ecstasy. Coming again and again. Oh, you like the thought of that. I can tell from the way you're fidgeting. Maybe it would help if you shot your little load while thinking of that man taking your girlfriend. See if you can relax a bit. Let mommy speed up. Good boy. Feel mommy's hand on you. Imagine that man tossing her around so she's on all fours. Your girlfriend's head is pointing at the closet now. He's mounting her from behind, and as he does, she looks right at you. She loves you for letting her fuck other men. I know you're a little jealous of what you can never do, but as he thrusts all the way in, her eyes turn up, and she starts moaning again. Oh, that's it, baby. I can feel you getting closer. Think of all those times you were sitting in mommy's closet, watching her fuck all those real men. It's going to feel just as good, baby. You want this, sweetie. You want her to get off. She'll never fuck you, so she has to fuck him. She's gonna be screaming while another man buries his giant cock inside of her. Screaming so loud no one can hear you playing with yourself in the closet. Watching her face contort as she's brought to new heights. After each orgasm she has, she's gonna think of you jerking off in the closet, and then he's gonna start fucking her again. More moaning and screaming. Good boy. I can feel you tensing up. He's gonna come too. She'll get so caught up in it, she'll beg him to come inside of her. Oh, you're gonna come when he does. Her moans are gonna trigger you. Imagine it and come, honey. Imagine his roars and her pleading moans. Oh, come in me. Come inside me. That's it. Come for me now, baby. Good boy. That's it. Come for mommy. Good boy. You just let it all out. Mommy wants all your cummies. Relax, baby. Put your head down on mommy's shoulder. Just relax now. Mommy has you. All better. Mommy loves you. When you look at that, your panties got all messy, sweetie. Lucky for you, I bought some more. So after you've calmed down and cleaned up, I want you to change panties, okay? Put the dirty ones in the laundry, and then start making dinner. We want to have something special for tonight, sweetie. You are such a good boy for mommy. I love you, baby.